享受工作，乐生活，随时随地自在安排，高效工作不打折。 HP Dragonfly 一公斤轻巧机体，搭配超长效电池，3:2萤幕比例，视野更高，看更多，支援触控功能，好看又好滑，顶尖安全的工作好伙伴。 HP Dragonfly 顶级商务笔电，采用 Windows 11专业版，在任何地方展现卓越的工作表现。
Hello， 欢迎收听让你自然复利英语听力与口说的通勤选语 15 Minutes Start Today， 我是John老师。今天很高兴要跟大家分享我们的订阅制加值内容正式启动啦。订阅方案分别对应我们两大单元，想要加强听力，每个月多12篇的跟读文章，订阅国际时事跟读 VIP 就对了。另外想要拥有每个月 15 Minutes Cafe 英语咖啡馆单元的对应逐字稿学习笔记，加强各种情境下的词汇量，则订阅英语咖啡馆 VIP。 What's more， 如果你全部都想要，我们还有一个学习大补帖，两个方案我都要，现在就订阅 VIP， 欢迎大家来一起进一步提升英语力。Hello, hello, and welcome to 15 Minutes Start Today. You are now listening to another episode of our shadowing activity with John. And every Monday, we are here to read an article that I picked, a current event mostly, that I think is very, very useful and relevant to our daily lives, where you can take this episode later, read it out loud with me, or shadow it along with me.The transcript is available in the episode show notes, so please click dot 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 or click more to get to see the transcript that is attached. And if you would like more of these articles, if you would like to shadow along with me a little bit more during the week, you are welcome to join our membership program. We offer another 3 extra additional shadowing activities per week. That means 12 you get, and that will immerse you in an English learning, English reading, and English shadowing environment. So let's get on with the article today. Today we're going to be looking at something that relates to our everyday lives, that is scam and scam calls, and also how to protect our older family members. So this article is titled Safeguarding Older Family Members Navigating Scam Conversations. Let's check out the highlights first. Our first highlight, multi-generational approach. Protect older family members from scams by adopting a multi-generational approach, fostering empathy, and engaging in continuous conversations about common scams. Our next highlight, informative communication. Approach scam discussions with older family members by presenting information, encouraging open dialogue, and involving them in decision-making to build a receptive environment. Our third highlight, empathy in crisis. If a family member falls victim to a scam, prioritize empathy over blame, viewing scams as crimes perpetrated by organized groups, and providing emotional support and understanding. Before we read the full article, I will provide a few highlights where you can start to build a mental context around the topic and think about the scams and the multi-generational approach. What if your children, your older family members, or yourself get a scam call? What do you do? How do you react? And also, how do you prevent your family members, young and old, against scam calls? Right, let's now read the full article. Safeguarding Older Family Members, Navigating Scam Conversations. Scams targeting older adults are on the rise, with devastating consequences. As exemplified by Daniel Goldstein's mother, who fell victim to an email scam, it is crucial to address this issue. In 2022, scams led to a staggering $8.8 billion in losses, with older adults being the primary targets, according to the Federal Trade Commission, FTC. Navigating conversations about scams with older family members can be challenging, but it is essential to protect them. Experts recommend a multi-generational approach, emphasizing empathy, awareness of common scams, continuous conversations, and a supportive plan in case of encountering scammers. Understanding the prevalent scams that target older individuals is the first step in prevention. Scams like the grandparent scam, where impersonators request money over the phone, and romance scams, which exploit online connections, are particularly common. Recognizing these tactics enable families to be proactive in protecting their older members. Investment scams, tech support scams, and impersonation scams are also prevalent, and resources like the FTC's website provide additional information. To raise awareness, families should engage in regular discussions about scams, making it a common topic in day-to-day conversations. Encouraging constant communication helps older family members stay vigilant. Genevieve Waterman from the National Council on Aging suggests incorporating younger family members into these discussions, emphasizing that scams can target individuals of any age. Highlighting the urgency that scammers create is crucial during these conversations, as it can make individuals more susceptible to falling for deceptive schemes. Approaching scam discussions with an informative rather than authoritative tone is vital. Instead of imposing ideas, present information and encourage open dialogue. By involving older family members in the conversation, recognizing their expertise in various life topics, and stressing the collective responsibility to stay vigilant, families can foster a more receptive environment. The National Council on Aging's website offers guides to help older adults avoid scams. In the unfortunate event that a family member falls victim to a scam, empathy is paramount. Blaming the victim is counterproductive, and it is essential to view scams as crimes perpetrated by organized groups with considerable resources. This perspective encourages understanding and support for those who have experienced financial losses. Additionally, families should devise a plan for potential scam encounters. Establishing communication protocols like Goldstein had with his mother ensures quick intervention. Recognizing that older adults may struggle with digital literacy, resources like the AARP's Fraud Watch Network helpline can provide guidance and emotional support. Lastly, knowing how to report a scam is crucial. The FTC's website offers a platform for reporting scams, allowing individuals and families to contribute to the collective effort in combating fraudulent activities. By combining awareness, communication, empathy, and proactive planning, families can effectively safeguard their older members from falling prey to scams. And let's move on to the keyword drills for today. Our first keyword for the day, devastating. Devastating. Devastating means very harmful or causing a lot of damage. Example sentence, scams target older adults are on the rise with devastating consequences. Our next keyword, multi-generational. Multi-generational. Multi-generational means about many generations. Example sentence, experts recommend a multi-generational approach, emphasizing empathy, awareness of common scams, continuous conversations, and a supportive plan. Our next keyword, impersonators. Impersonators. To impersonate somebody means to copy somebody, to be like somebody else. So impersonator, the person who be like somebody else, is a person pretending to be another person. Example sentence, scams like the grandparent scam, where impersonators request money over the phone, and romance scams, which exploit online connections, are particularly common. Our next keyword, susceptible. Susceptible. Susceptible means weak against. Example sentence, highlighting the urgency that scammers create is crucial during these conversations, as it can make individuals more susceptible to falling for deceptive schemes. Our last keyword of the day, authoritative. Authoritative. Authoritative means by use of power or authority. Example sentence, approaching scam discussions with an informative rather than authoritative tone is vital. And that's the article, guys. If you have time today to go on and repeat this article a couple of times or enjoy it as casual listening, go ahead and have fun. But if you would like to do deliberate practices, remember to come back, read the article by yourself, then play the audio again, and then finally sharing it along with me to get best results. Again, thank you for tuning in, and I will see you in the next episode. Good job, and thanks for tuning in. 想要收听更多过去的跟读单元以及节目，欢迎到我们官网 www.15mins.today。有兴趣 John 老师以及其他资深英语老师对谈的节目，记得周末也要回来收听我们同情学英语。Catch you in the next one.